As promised, joining us right now, Royals starting pitcher, Brady Singer. Brady, can't thank you enough for the time tonight. Do you even remember what a normal on-time baseball season feels like? Because, man, 2019 was a long time ago for you.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I haven't just even, like, looking, you know, housing and spring training. It's just been like, what? I got to wait till this date. I can't get anything done. And we're in the same boat right now. But, no, I haven't had an on-time one yet. But we're working through it.
Yeah, well, looks like opening day will be a packed house at Kauffman Stadium. And I'm sure what you're most excited about is having us goofballs in the media inside your clubhouse after a game. So right after a start, when you want to celebrate with your teammates, you're going to have to talk with us first.
There we go. That's not a problem at all.
How I don't know if you would even describe it as tough, but how strange have these past few weeks been when you're I was just talking with Nicky Lopez. You don't know when it's going to end, so you're not quite sure how to ramp up.
Yeah, it's definitely hard, but, I mean, honestly, we kind of did this during COVID, too. I mean, obviously we could talk to everybody during it, but, you know, just preparing the same way they usually do, but it's just a little bit different. I mean, we had a great setup here. I live in Tampa, so we have a great setup here. I've been actually doing live BPs, and, you know, we played a little bit of a game the other day, a little inter-squad game, but no, it's been good. I mean, we just keep doing, you know, what you're kind of doing, and we're really trying to just imitate what we'd be doing in spring training. So, you know, got probably up to two, maybe close to three innings now. But like I said, just trying to do what you think we would be doing.
Now there are enough Florida Gators in the big leagues where you guys could just run a scrimmage of alum. Is that who you're going up against, or are you bringing in the local high schoolers and working them over?
No, there's a lot of guys here in Tampa. A lot of Royals guys, actually, too. I mean, we were obviously working here with Jackson. Carr, he lives here. Brad Keller just moved here, too. So we've all been throwing together this whole entire offseason, and that's been really good. So not only having them, but, you know, like I said, everybody here in Tampa, we've had a great group of guys and been doing a lot of work.
So fair to say that you're further along than you would be on a normal report date for spring training.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm right there where I would be. I feel like, you know, at this time we'd be right there at that probably three inning mark. So I was kind of just trying to imitate that a little bit. But like I said, it was going well.
And, you know, from conversations I've had with, you know, certain members of the organization, none of this really took anyone by surprise. You were properly prepared going into the off season. If this does happen, here's where we would like you, right?
Yeah. I mean, Brady, we had this conversation, stuff like that. But, you know, the big thing was just be prepared as you can. And I think definitely am. And like I said, we had so many resources here in Tampa that I'm as prepared as I could be during the situation.
How now? It's your livelihood, so of course you pay attention. But how much of the up and down nature of the past week and a half, where we think we're close, no, we're not close. We think we're close, no, we're. How much of that back and forth have you been following? Are you on Twitter refreshing every second like myself?
No, probably not as much. I was kind of just waiting for the word. I mean, there when I think they were down in Florida. You know, definitely getting excited. I started getting antsy. And then it was just like up and down so much. And I said, you know what, just screw it. Let's just keep doing what you've been doing. And, you know, when we hear the, you know, it's actually a go, we'll start moving. So kind of what I've been doing. So today we obviously got the deal done and heard it's a go. So now we're in kind of full panic. Let's move out and figure out a place to live and get out of AZ.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it's like for like free agents right now. You know, I understand you and your fiance. Could you imagine if you didn't know what camp you were going to, let alone what time we're going to camp?
Yeah, she actually said that earlier. I mean, that would just be obviously be harder than it is now. I mean, it's hard right now knowing exactly where I'm going. So I can't imagine those guys, and it's about to turn into a frenzy too. I mean, with all these signings, it's going to be a crazy day for baseball next next few days, and, few weeks for sure.
With Whit Merrifield as your player rep, I'm wondering, does he text you to say, all right, lockout's been lifted, and do you believe him at first, knowing his proclivity to goof around?
Well, the funny thing is, we were actually playing golf together today, so yeah, I knew he wasn't screwing around when he said it, so I got it straight from him, and I can, waiting on him to say that we got it done, and like I said, finally got it done.
No doubt. A few more minutes. Brady Singer, Royal starting pitcher, kind enough to join us here on 610 Sports Radio as the lockout has been lifted, free agency is underway, and new rules implemented this season, including the universal DH, which means, correct me if I'm wrong, barring something goofy in an extra inning game, Brady, you might never get a big league AB?
I think everybody, a lot of guys in the state were waiting for that to happen. I think I slid around it. I don't think I'm going to get it. Extra inning, I don't know. That's going to have to be really bad, and we might have to be about 25 minutes for that to happen. But I think I got around it, so we'll see. Anything can happen.
Well, who are you disappointed, or are you happy that you're not going to go up there and take your hacks against, you know, someone throwing the sinker-slider combo?
Well, I'm kind of both. I mean, I'm happy because, honestly, guys are throwing way too freaking hard now, so it'd be nice to stand in there, but, you know, I kind of did just want to see it one time, but we'll see. Like I said, anything can happen, and, you know, if I get that extra inning, I don't know how it's going to go, but at least I'm going to say I got it at bat.
Okay, so it's the 14th inning. Matheny's used everyone on the bench. Who's the one pitcher that you know he'll choose me over this other pitcher? Who's the guy that you know you'll get the AB before?
Who would I get it before?
Kowar, Bubit. Who would you go with?
I said I feel like I might get it before Lynch.
Okay. Yeah, the big lefty. He's got a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
It's a lot of moving parts to square up 97. Brady, how about I brought this up to Nikki just a moment ago, an extra playoff spot from a guy that came from a program that is used to winning and playing in the postseason. I know you're already fired up to get back out here, but the possibility that this is your maiden voyage into October baseball, how much more of a spark does that light under you?
Yeah, I mean, I think not only myself, but I think everybody's going to be so excited. That's huge, and, you know, playing in October is something that, you know, we all have on our mind. You know, as soon as the season starts, as soon as we get there, you know, in Arizona, we're all going to be, you know, locked into that, so... super exciting. I mean, it's something, you know, we can't imagine doing that. So, I mean, just for the fans and for Kansas City to being able to do that, bring that back to Kansas City, that'll be unbelievable. So, I mean, we'll definitely be excited.
I thought, looking back on your 2021, and who cares what I think, but I thought the organization, the way that they handled you, was a lot better than I saw maybe some other organizations where it was, all right, we're going to let you throw this many pitches, and then no matter what, we're taking you out of the game. It sure seemed to me that the Royals, when they needed to pull you back for a shoulder to protect that arm, to protect your future, they did that. But they also allowed you to push yourself to prepare for the rest of your career moving forward. How pleased were you with how they took care of you, but also didn't, at least from my perspective, didn't really baby you at all?
Right, yeah, I wouldn't change anything. I think they did an absolute amazing job of, you know, handling me last year, going through some, you know, some shoulder stuff and some different bumps and bruises and stuff like that. But I'm kind of a guy that, you know, just want to keep going. You know, I don't really want to stop, no matter, you know, either how bad it hurts or anything like that. But, you know, Mike and the rest of everybody else has did a great job of, you know, kind of pulling the reins back on times where, you know, they've seen this happen. Obviously, they have a lot of experience. They've seen this happen before, so helping me through that. But, yeah, I wouldn't change a thing. I think, just like you said, really did an incredible job and really enjoyed, you know, kind of how it went out. You know, obviously, I wanted to, you know, have a few more outings, you know, that wasn't, you know, getting pulled out early, you know, stuff like that. But the things that I could take from last year, you know, that being the first 160-game season, can take it into this year. It's just huge.
No doubt. So what are the personal goals? What are your expectations for yourself as you get ready to report to camp in the next few days?
Yeah, I think just stay as healthy as you can. Take what you learned last year and know that no one to, kind of pull the reins back and kind of just watch what you're doing more. And, if you don't need to throw that day, don't throw that day. If you need to throw lighter, throw lighter. Don't try to push yourself through this thing because it's just not going to work. The season's way too long.
What are you more tired of answering? Questions about the CBA or questions about the third pitch?
I'll probably go with the third pitch. I've heard that one a lot. But that's been a main focus this offseason. Been throwing a lot more in games here, like I said, with those live BPs and kind of inter-squad stuff that we've been doing. I'm really enjoying where it's at. Looking forward to obviously throwing it more this year, but just seeing how it can affect the rest of my pitches as well.
Brady, final thing for you. I've been discussing it all day, man. You look around the diamond right now, and I feel like I know what the 2022 Royals starting lineup is going to look like. I have a pretty good idea of who's going to consist of the rotation, some big names in that bullpen. What excites you about this team and the prospects for 2022?
Yeah, I mean, everything excites me. I think the whole lineup, like you said, the rotation, the defense, everything is obviously exciting. I mean, we're bringing back, most of the guys from last year. It was an unbelievable group of guys. I mean, they all have one thing on their mind, and that's the win, and the win for the fans as well. But, you talk about those young guys too. Obviously, Bobby Witt and MJ and Prado, I mean, things that they can bring to the table as well. And, the year they had last year, it's been exciting in Kansas City for a long time. But, it's getting very, very, very exciting.
Can't wait. Bobby's already here waiting for you guys. Been pretty lonely. So he's ready to get out here, compete with you guys. And we'll see you in a few days. Brady, I greatly appreciate the time tonight, and welcome back.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys out there soon.